My guest at this time is Arizona Republican Congressman Paul Gosar, who represents the Grand Canyon State's 4th Congressional District. He is also a member of both the House Natural Resources and Oversight Committees. Last week, Congressman Gosar filed House Resolution 417, which calls for the impeachment of Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Gina McCarthy. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me on, Greg.
A lot of people have been frustrated, of course, by the EPA taking unilateral action on issues and for controversial rules on things like water, ozone, and carbon. But policy is not the focus here. What you're looking at is an allegation of McCarthy lying to Congress on multiple occasions. Explain what prompted you to file these articles of impeachment.
That's exactly right. One of the responsibilities of Congress in power of the first, but is also oversight. And in order to have proper oversight, you have to have agencies, directors, administrators, and secretaries of those agencies to speak frankly and about the facts. And when we push these administrative rules that, first of all, defy current policy and defy current law, even the U.S. Supreme Court law, we have to take issue with that. And what transpired here is even within her own jurisdiction, the Army Corps of Engineers questioned where she got the science. And when she did not resolve that, they seriously feel that this is putting any of the administrative rules and regulations in grave process. And we actually have the letters to prove that. And what we did is when I questioned her in government oversight on the Environmental Committee, she said she had resolved that, which she has not. And it's time that those that are responsible for oversight, there's got to be consequences with it.
What has been her response outside of hearings to your concerns? I'm sure your office reached out for clarification or perhaps a correction at some point to the record along the way, because correcting the record after testimony is certainly done frequently. How did she reconcile her statements with the facts that obviously aren't lined up with one another?
She said nothing. The court in the North Dakota, the judge cited almost exclusively what we put forward in that application was that they have put forth false science, and the fact that there is no science that bases this, it completely disrupts the Supreme Court Rapanos in particular, and therefore puts this rules and regulations under very severe misgivings and dire application that it may not go, could not go forward unconstitutionally as it may be.
What is the general track record with this administration before the committee? In other words, is she a special case of being untruthful to Congress? Is she just the worst of them? So that's why you're focusing on impeachment? Or is she basically the only one who's, you believe, deliberately misleading Congress here?
This isn't my first rodeo on this one. We actually wanted the impeachment of Mr. Holder before he left as AG. Here in Arizona, water is everything. You know, we drink whiskey because water's for fighting over. And when you disdainfully overreach with rules and regulations in areas that you cannot and should not go through and defy those avenues that are remedied to the states, then you need to have your hands slapped, and this is one of the ways. We have a power of the purse. That's been a hard and arduous way when we can't even get the Senate to take up any type of budgetary process. And so your second one is impeachment or holding accountable. And she's violated. These are misdemeanors and high crimes in which lying to Congress under oath. And the facts speak for themselves. I mean, it's hardly my word versus hers. This is the Army Corps of Engineers versus her. She's got problems.
I saw in your press release when you filed the articles on Friday that there are about 20 co-sponsors in the House as of Friday. How much support are you attracting right now, and what's been the response of leadership to this?
I suspect we'll get a bunch more. That was in 2 days of working it. So, you know, when you have life in this planet, you need some sunshine, something to eat, and some water. If you don't have any of those, you're not going to sustain life. And so I think this is going to be something that, you know, I think leadership is going to find out that it's very, very hard to undo some of the policies that they are trying to do right now in a defensive posture. It is time to go on the offense, holding people accountable for the wrongdoings they do and commit against the American people. use the vestiges of the Constitution, in which gives us the outlines of how do we hold them accountable and make the Justice Department do their job. And in this case, we make the Senate do their job.
Talk about the larger picture here just for a moment, Congressman, if you can. Obviously, we've talked about some of the details about how you believe she perjured herself or made false statements before your committee and possibly other committees before Congress. What about the larger picture if, in fact, an administration official, regardless of party and regardless of which party's in the majority, is allowed to get away with making allegedly false statements to Congress?
Well, then there's no consequences for their actions. You know, that's been the magic of the American experience, is that we upheld the rule of law for everybody. Everybody treated equally underneath the law. And if you're not going to have consequences to a bad decision or to mislead Congress or any other aspect of life, then that only incubates people to actually hatch bigger ideas that are not forthright and not abiding by the law.
We're talking with Arizona Republican Congressman Paul Gosar. And Congressman, you mentioned just a moment ago that it's time for the Senate to do its job. What do you say to those who might argue that given the numbers in the Senate, you're never going to get probably even a vote on it, much less votes to convict? So what would you say to them?
See, I disagree. In this application, it's time, this has been one of my crusades, it is time for the cloture rule to go away. It is time for the modern-day filibuster to go away. If you want to put your body and soul and sit on the floor and give everything you've got until you're done, that fine may be. But there's nothing in the Constitution that talks about the 60. These are modern-day rules. Our framers only wanted the chance to have the ability to debate their fellow man with the facts in public arenas with freedom of speech, and to use the power of persuasion to persuade why they're right in those applications. This is wrong, and what we need to do is we need to see the Senate stop hiding behind the 60-vote threshold and get back to what the rules of the Senate once were framed by, and that is simple majorities.
Last question, Congressman. How soon do you hope that this gets attention on the House floor?
I tell you what, this is up to the American people. When you put pressure on this, our leadership, both in the House and Senate, it's amazing what you can get done. Look what transpired with the Iran vote last week. You know, the Senate didn't do anything, but the House said no. The group that I'm with has said, listen, you know, when you're looking at the rule of law and holding people accountable, when you see a treaty, it looks like a treaty, walks like a treaty, talks like a treaty, it is a treaty. And you change your avenue in which you start going at the president. When he defies the law that he even signed by not conforming to making sure that we have all documentation agreements and side agreements, then he's in violation. So from that standpoint, this is a time for America to rise up. They know something's wrong. They're fed, sick and tired of, and fed up with business as usual in Washington, D.C. There's a lot of people that are book smart in Washington, D.C., but they tend to be street stupid. What we from Main Street America need to do is now hold them accountable. Elections have consequences.
Congressman, we'll call time there. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Thanks, Greg.
You bet. Arizona Republican Congressman Paul Gosar represents his state's 4th Congressional District, also a member of both the House Natural Resources and Oversight and Government Reform Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.